Nutrition researchers say attacks on junk foods, including on sugary drinks, is needed to try to bring down obesity rates. Both the major political parties reject the idea, but the Australian Greens say it has merit. There is no argument Australians are getting fatter, but there is debate over what to do about an obesity epidemic that researchers say costs Australia more than $50 billion a year. Nutrition researcher Dr. Carrie Sachs from Deakin University says the solution lies with government and a tax on junk food, including sugary drinks.
But as a society, this is a major issue, and we all need to take action. So that's individuals, organisations and governments need to take some responsibility here.
Jane Martin has two children, Angus, aged 4, and 2-year-old Molly. She says, like all parents, she has to contend with junk food advertising directed at kids.
Molly loves Frozen, Angus loves Paw Patrol, so even the packaging of products is covered in that kind of thing, and they're really, really attracted to that. So it's definitely really hard to avoid it.
Both sides of politics are opposed to a sugar tax. But federal opposition leader Bill Shorten says advertising restrictions could be warranted.
I probably do think it's time to toughen up advertising restrictions around junk food. At peak periods when the little eyeballs are on the TV and getting all the wrong messages about food and healthy eating.
The industry group, the Australian Food and Grocery Council, says there's no evidence a sugar tax would have any impact on obesity rates. Chief Executive Gary Dawson says the council also opposes bringing in restrictions on advertising, saying food companies have voluntarily elected not to advertise what he calls treats during children's viewing hours.
When children are sitting unsupervised by parents, there is an argument to restrict and remove the advertising of treats. But in viewing times when typically most of the audience are adults, when children typically are watching programs with their parents, that's a different environment, a different viewing environment. So, look, food companies themselves have removed the advertising of treats that's targeted at children, that's in children's television programs. And that's happened over the last 7 or 8 years.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says he supports a sugar tax and wants the federal government to stop listening to companies such as Coca-Cola.
And start listening to the doctors, scientists and experts who are telling us a small tax on sugar-sweetened drinks would reduce obesity and ensure that our kids live longer and healthier lives.